other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now we're getting into the really serious issues, the latest developments in Russia, what's happening with the economy. I have some very important police state news. Also, trichinosis, hepatitis, drug immune TB is spreading all over Texas where I live. It's the illegal aliens, ladies and gentlemen, just like the human feces in the fields. And we knew a year ago what was getting on the lettuce and things, and now the peppers, and now it's admitted it's Mexico. And I'm not against the Mexican migrants. I just don't want to catch trichinosis. And, you know, people coming here 100 years ago had to go to Ellis Island and, you know, be cured before they could come in. The point is the government says give up all your rights. Terrorists are going to get you. Meanwhile, we have diseases spreading everywhere. The whole country's falling apart. The New York Times is reporting they're getting ready to actually hand whole city infrastructures over, not just the roads, but the city operations to private corporations. I want to talk to Mike about that. And I know we got loaded phone calls. Peggy, John, Helen, Robert, Jason in the UK, and others. We're going to get to you. Hell, I'll try to keep Mike the whole hour if he can do it. Mike Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com. We just love him. Okay, Mike, you're getting into Russia. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was getting into Russia. Now, this is really aimed at the younger listeners, and I am pleased to say that over the last several weeks, I have come to understand that the viewership, readership, listenership of the blogosphere and your show, my show, we are picking up a younger audience now, and that is so important because it's really the younger audience that needs to be paying attention to this stuff because they're going to inherit our failings. And, you know, this thing with Russia, the younger people don't remember what the Cold War was all about. And so let me give you a real brief history lesson. End of World War II, we had whipped the Japanese and we had beat Hitler and all this really feel-good stuff. And all these huge defense contractors, these companies that made billions, trillions of dollars off the war, are all of a sudden looking at very, very lean times. And this is the group of people that Eisenhower in his farewell address termed the military-industrial complex. So Eisenhower tried to warn us. He was a general. He'd been in World War II. He saw what was going on. He tried to issue a warning. To our own distress, we ignored him. Now, end of World War II, Germany's gone. Japan is defeated. And all these defense contractors are saying, how do we keep the country on a war footing? How do we keep the money flowing to us? Well, we're going to go to our friends in Hollywood who made all those wonderful movies that demonized the Japanese and the Germans, and we'll just ask them to start making movies that demonize the Russians and maybe the Chinese as well. And all of a sudden, we've got a new enemy that we have to be preparing for war with, and we don't even have to really fight the war. That's the really cool thing about it. We'll just wave Russians at the American people, and they will keep on shoveling their money at us as hard as they can to save us from those bad old Russians. And it worked. And anybody who spoke out against it got hauled before the House Committee on Un-American Activities. They had their career destroyed. 400 people in Hollywood lost their careers for saying, wait a minute, there's no reason to make the Russians the bad guys here. They haven't done anything. And the military-industrial complex grew richer and richer, and the generals got to pin more medals on their chests, and the American people got taken for $5 trillion ride building up all this weaponry, which basically rusted and corroded away to nothing in those silos in the Midwest.
But the big intelligence apparatus is now being swung around against us. They wanted to launch that police state growth, the military-industrial complex owning the red light cameras, the police training, the face scanning systems, the databases. But since that's going kaput, like you said, they're now shifting it back to the Ruskies. But then if you study the bankers that own our country, they funded the Ruskies as well. Mike Rivero is our guest, whatreallyhappened.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, TruthNews.us. We're going to come back, let Mike finish up with that. And I've got all the latest news on Russia. But we've also got your phone calls coming up. We also want to cover the economy, and we will.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The new film, Fabled Enemies, is out. You want to see who really carried out the attacks, how the intelligence agencies combined forces and resources to do it, how continuity of government was used as the cover operation. Fabled Enemies available on DVD today at InfoWars.com. No more pre-ordering. It is shipping. You can also watch it right now in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. Mike Rivero is our guest. I will get to all of the callers here. He's with us for the rest of the hour. Always informative to have him spend a few hours with us once a month. Just my thoughts on the whole Russia situation. New York banks, British banks, openly funded the Bolsheviks to knock off Queen and King's cousins, the British royalty's cousins, that were running Russia. They brought them down. Then by the 30s, when Stalin took over, they lost control for a while, so they used Hitler to menace him. Then they double-crossed Hitler. This has all been declassified now. Brought the Soviets in. Then the West used the Soviet menace as an excuse to build up. The Soviets used the West as an excuse to build up when the same financial interest were financing both sides. And the Russian generals and KGB loved the false threat as much as the U.S. did. Now we see some different things happening, but on the front of the threat of nuclear war, it later was declassified that duck and cover wasn't really to keep you safe, to jump under your table. It was to drive home and to personalize and localize the menace of the Soviet boogeyman about to nuke you any minute. And so if you're ducking and covering once a week at school and they're driving you in school buses down to the local parking garage for your nuclear fallout, you know, that is really making you hate these Ruskies that make you cower in fear once a day, you know, kind of the 5 minutes of hate. Well, it's the same thing with these bioterror chemical drills. It's about federalizing police. It's about trillions of dollars being conduited into defense contractors to run these drills. It's about creating the perception. And I've seen the feds in Belton, Texas, and many other places where I've physically been, tell the mayor to get up and announce, terrorists have hit Belton. They've killed hundreds. And they even blow up cars out in the parking lot, and citizens are saying, what's happening? And the cops walk over and say, just terrorist. And then at the end of the day or the next day, they announce it was just a drill. Kind of like we had fake bio attacks and nuclear spills here in Austin, and they even sprayed Austin cops with stuff and released something in the DPS and made the cops get sick. That was in 99-2000. They had to terrorize their own people first before they could create the cadres that would go out and terrorize the rest of us. So whatever abuse we go through, we always see the military and the police getting the first helpings and the double helpings. So I bring that up to bring up the way they inculcate and localize the pathology and psychology of fear. Mike Rivero.
Yeah, absolutely agree. It's all about, you know, the main terrorist in the United States is the government itself. And, you know, years ago, back right after 9/11, I wrote an article in which I said, once a government starts using terror to control its own population, it can never stop. It becomes a political addiction. They must keep the people terrified all the time, because once the people calm down, once they start to think objectively, the falsity of it all starts coming through, and they begin to realize they're being snookered. And the problem is, in order to keep up the level of terror, you have to keep coming up with something more and more and more. And that is why I am convinced that if the U.S. government tries a new false flag terror attack like 9/11, it's going to have to be something that hits all across the country. What you were saying about these bio-war game simulations, they'll literally spray a couple of cities, probably with anthrax, because there's no runaway contagion with that, and we've already been brainwashed into thinking anthrax equals terrorist when it's actually a battlefield weapon. And, you know, if they try it, it's going to have to be that great. But the problem, again, is the population, you know, fear is very tiring. And after a while, you can't sustain the energy to stay afraid. And when that fear wears off, when you can no longer be made afraid, no matter how big a boogeyman is, that's when the people will start saying, okay, who's really been doing this to us? Who's been making us afraid all the time? It isn't Osama bin Laden. We haven't seen him in years. He's dead. It's the media. It's the government that's constantly trying to keep us afraid so that we will run to them for protection with our cash in our hands, our children in our hands, and say, here, take my money. Take the lives of my children. Just keep me safe from the boogeyman you keep showing me.
Well, again, Mike, you spell it out 110% as it is. Expanding on that theme of fear, not only do they get us focused on false fears that aren't based in reality or that are greatly exaggerated, real things like every major vaccine being conclusively connected to diabetes. And I've looked at the studies. Americans are eating the same amount of corn syrup that we were eating 15 years ago. So why then is diabetes going up? And then I went and looked, and sure enough, they've known for 20 years that vaccines are causing an autoimmune response that creates an infection in many glands, not just the pancreatitis, and that's the main thing causing it. And so there you have millions of people now a year getting it, hundreds of thousands dying, sawing arms and legs off. You've got millions of autistic children from the mercury, hundreds and hundreds of studies, thousands of studies that sodium fluoride is hurting people's glands, bones, brain, organs. You know, same thing with MBTE. They ordered in all the gasoline and infested 49 states. There is this eugenics agenda. I mean, you can't just say all of this is by accident, and then sure enough you find documents where it isn't by accident. So it's not only are they terrorizing us with false threats to get control of us, these are some diabolical bastards. I mean, can you speak in your own study to what drives the New World Order, the social engineers, the social architects?
Well, I have a slightly different perspective than you do, Alex, and I say that because I'm not going to say which one of us is right, but I do have a slightly different perspective. Yes, there are some social engineering, population engineering projects afoot, but at least some of what we see is explained just by outright greed and a government that no longer is looking out for the interests of the ordinary citizen in their haste to placate the large corporations. And the reality is, under our current system, companies make a lot more profit off of products that are brand new and have never been done before. And because of market pressures, these get sold before they're really tested, and many of them are not tested at all. Artificial scent chemicals are, of course, a major, major problem because the FDA has declared that these artificial aroma chemicals are external and therefore don't need to be tested for efficacy and toxicity the way pharmaceuticals would be. But, of course, that's nonsense. If you're smelling the artificial aroma, then it's inside your sinuses, it's inside your lungs, it's crossing into the blood. And, you know, who knows what effect that they're having. We're seeing incredible recklessness with genetic engineering experiments because the rush is create a new product we can put a patent on and get it out in the marketplace.
Well, Mike, I totally agree that most of it's just pell-mell greediness. But the rationale is, since there's too many people anyways, and just screw them. So I'm saying they have that overarching attitude.
Yeah, I would agree with you that there is a tremendous disregard for individual health because the whole population, it is so large, it's viewed as a herd to be harvested, to be taken advantage of, to have wealth drawn from it. And there is this disconnect between the ultra-rich. And, you know, it's kind of funny. It's not a new attitude because Andrew Carnegie personally believed that the ultra-rich were a completely separate species from the rest of humanity, kind of getting back to H.G. Wells.
No, it's social Darwinism. Yeah, the Eloi and the Morlock, yeah. Social Darwinism, yeah.
And really did see them as two separate populations. He did not think that the poor should be educated beyond whatever was necessary for them to work in the factories or work in the fields. And this attitude does tend to pervade the upper levels of society.
Well, he funded modern education, and that's why we're now dumber than dirt.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, you know, you find this attitude among the ultra-rich because they're looking for some kind of a justification why they should have lives of such wealth and yet so many other humans be poor. And they craft these ideas that somehow wealth is the sign of God's elect or wealth is the sign of superior genetics, anything so they can go on being greedy and take from the masses and say, this is the way it's supposed to be.
And they've control of Madison Avenue, what success is. It's not being an inventor or an explorer or somebody who had courage, social courage. It's some basketball player that acts like a gang member. And they've written about that, the social engineering. I mean, they're doing a masterful job. I mean, they've got, I think, more control over the situation than maybe you give them credit, Mike. And I respect you, and I agree with your worldview of how things work and who's in control. I'm just saying I've spent so much time in their own founding documents, which you clearly are aware of. You're quoting them here, that I see a method to their madness. I mean, I'm not saying they even control things. Like you said, they know how to steer things.
I would agree with you to a point, but do you know what the word epiphenomenon means?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, I think what we're seeing that appears to be a consciously directed global plan is really an epiphenomenon of overlapping instances of individual greed and avarice. And so it may be a function of a group mind or collective mind rather than a deliberately plotted out approach to world domination. But that, again, it's just a difference of opinion.
But there's clearly the captains of industry, though, in the Anglo-American system are all teamed up, and they're wanting to set up a global system. I mean, they're setting it up.
There's no doubt that there is a plan to create a global economy, which I disagree with. I think it's a disaster if it's ever fully implemented.
But you're saying they really don't have global control right now.
No, I don't, and I think, in fact, that there's actually less control going on because they're spending all of their energy to squabble among themselves and faction fights among themselves, and I think the biggest proof that they're not as much in control is here in the United States, where we have seen this country go into debt. At the same time, we're seeing our manufacturing go overseas, And now all these bankers who own it all are saying, well, my goodness, they can't make the payments on the mortgages and credit cards. How did that happen? And they stand there scratching their heads and looking dumb. That was very poor planning, if indeed...
Stay there.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 2nd, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $795.10. 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $819.16, $403.75 for half ounce, and $201.88 for quarter ounce. That's $819.16, $403.75, and $201.88.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Go right back to Mike Rivero. I promise as soon as we start the next segment, we're going to go to Peggy, John, Helen, Robert, Jason, Victor, Steve, and others. I wanted to finish up with Russia right now. The EU said, yeah, we don't want our gas and oil cut off. We're not going to have sanctions on Russia over Georgia, but still here in the United States, the media still reports that Russia snuck attacked Georgia, that there's, quote, U.S. aid, the Russians have caught the U.S. government shipping more weapons in. They've been threatening U.S. ships in the Black Sea. still a continued escalation there. And meanwhile, very childlike bloggers and others are saying that I'm a Russian sleeper agent, all because I reported the facts that U.S.-backed Georgia initiated aggressive actions towards Russian-held enclaves for hundreds of years. They said I'm lying, that Ossetia, South Ossetia, and Abkhazia have never been part of Russia. They said that Russia attacked first. And I know these bloggers don't believe what they're saying. They've got to be on the payroll. Mike Rivero.
Absolutely. They're paid propagandists. The Internet is now the high ground in the war for the minds of America and indeed that of the entire world. And it is no surprise that various governments are spending millions of dollars, billions of dollars, hiring public relations firms to basically hire people to sit and post to the Internet to try and control the discussion.
And that's come out.
Oh, yeah, it's been admitted to. Hill & Knowlton, which is the same public relations firm that put together that whole stolen incubator thing for Desert Storm, they openly advertise it for, you know, a fee. They will hire people to go into blogs and try and control the discussion. And, of course, as this whole Sarah Palin thing continues to unravel, my email box is being flooded with people saying, how can you attack a baby with Down syndrome? And, of course, I'm not attacking a baby with Down syndrome. I'm calling into question the character of the woman who would be vice president.
But it's the same thing. How dare you punch Michelle Malkin in the face? How dare you beat her with bullwhips? How dare you say murder her? Didn't do any of it. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't really care. They're basically paid to lie. It's a growing industry. In fact, it may be the only part of the American economy that's still working.
But a lot of times they don't even deny it. It'll say former congressman's aide, former Pentagon aide, former colonel. They don't even, or like the Intel Center, run by former CIA spooks who upload the bin Laden videos in the same resolution as their bug. I mean, it's just obvious.
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, there's a huge propaganda effort on the Internet. And again, they're trying to play the game by the rules that worked in the 50s and 60s, and they're falling flat on their face. Now, getting back to Russia, it is beyond question that the initiating event in the hostilities was the shelling of the Russian barracks.
You're a Russian sleeper agent. No, we're sleepers. It's a lie. We're KGB.
Oh,
go ahead.
I'm not sleeping. I got coffee right here.
KGB. Go ahead.
Anyway, the point is that now we're starting to see this spin that it doesn't matter who really started the conflict, that America must back Georgia against the Russian bear, that we've got to keep Russia contained inside Russia, that Russia has no right to just invade countries without reason, which of course is an incredibly hypocritical thing for the United States to be saying as we, you know, sit there in Afghanistan and Iraq and get ready to go into Iran.
But after it was proven that there were no WMDs in Iraq, they said, we never said that. It doesn't matter. It's democracy we're bringing. That's why we came. It was never about WMDs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just saying whatever they think will hold the people's anger at bay just a little bit longer. And but, you know, it is going to explode at some point. I don't know when. But, you know, even though I'm still playing the game within the system right now, ultimately I'm in agreement with you. I think the U.S. government is headed for a crash like that happened in Romania somewhere down the road. I don't know when, but we're headed that way and we can't turn back.
Well, I mean, when the New York Times announces they're going to hand over city buildings and the running of the city to private corporations, and incidentally then you can't look at their books, I mean, we're going into total receivership just like a third world country right now.
Yeah, we absolutely are. And, you know, we have this saying on a coffee cup that we sell around here. It says the last official act of any government is to loot the nation. And I actually have that on a T-shirt I was wearing when I was on vacation. And I had people come up and say, you're absolutely right. And, you know, it was rather a shock. I was wearing some of the What Really Happened T-shirts. And we had people come up to us and say, that's my favorite website. And we listen to you and we listen to you on Alex Jones. And, you know, it was kind of a weird experience to just, you know, be out there in public like that and have people come up and recognize me and everything. So the word is getting out there. People are paying attention.
Well, Mike, you bring great analysis and information, and that's why folks are visiting InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and WhatReallyHappened.com. Speak of the devil, I've been making Peggy and John and Helen and Robert and everybody else hold, and now I'm told the phone company is here to check out the lines. They are giving us trouble. He said it's possible we might lose anybody on the lines, FYI. So that happens, call right back in. We'll put those to the head of the line that got hung up on. But I'm going to your calls. Just give me a whole new list, John. when we get back. He's up in Minnesota. I'm down here in Austin, Texas. Mike's out in Hawaii lavishing himself.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Paul Hartman just showed up to run the final hour. We stream live on the web at prisonplanet.tv. He's like, man, you sound down. You sound out of it. No. Driving the 18, 20 hours, whatever it is, to Denver from Austin, I didn't really sleep. Driving back, I didn't sleep. And then it was exhausting what happened in Denver. And I hadn't been in the studio doing a live show in 10 days. I'd called in some. I'd done my Sunday show. That's another studio. And I'm not even tired. I'm just more relaxed than I normally am. And I think, in a way, that's the danger. We become accustomed to corruption. We become accustomed to tyranny. And I want to ask Mike Rivero how he deals with that after we take some calls. But I'm, you know, calmly reading about Ray Nagin in New Orleans saying, if we see you outside after curfew, you will be considered a looter, and you'll go right to the state pen. No judge, no jury. You will go to jail for being a looter. Really, I thought we had due process. See, once you get rid of the Fourth Amendment, hey, we'll just spy on you. Hey, we'll ban First Amendment if we want speech. Hey, they're flushing it all down the toilet. right now. But before I forget, you want to comment on that briefly, and then how do you deal with this, Mike? Because I mean, there's always a fresh outrage that gets me angry. But people notice when I don't seem as fiery, and it's almost just overwhelming to know that NATO calmly came out a year and a half ago and said, our new policy is to preemptively sneak attack you with nukes, and our policy is to provocate Russia. I mean, this is official policy. I mean, and I've just kind of gotten comfortable with the fact that we have a bunch of out-of-control people running things, Mike.
Well, they're not out of control in terms of themselves. They don't see themselves as villains or bad guys. They see themselves as serving their own interests and rather ruthlessly as well. You know, the NATO policy is essentially an extension of the U.S. policy that George Bush put in place back in 2003, where he said preemptive war is now our doctrine. We're going to attack and destroy anybody we think might be a threat to us down the road. Of course, it's a very slippery policy because you wait enough time and virtually anybody's going to be a threat to
you. And now Russia says, okay, we may nuke you first if you keep moving weapons and men in, and the U.S. is still doing it.
Yeah, that is exactly right. Russia's threatening belligerence to the United States really is only an echo of what the U.S. has been saying for the last several years. Russia's comment that an attack on Georgia will be seen as an attack on Russia, an attack on Abkhazia and Ossetia will be seen as an attack on Russia, is basically simply mirroring the Kennedy Doctrine back at us all over again. Russia isn't saying anything to the United States that the United States did not already say, you know, going back for the last 20, 30 years.
And by the way, if you watch their generals, they get up and read from the NATO Doctrine saying, look, you took Serbia, you said you wouldn't break it off, you just did, now you're taking this, now you're moving weapons in, and your NATO document says you may sneak attack nuke us, and you want to provocate us? What is your problem? And all we're doing is stating the facts. And I'm sorry to all the little neocons on the payroll out there, but, I mean, you know, Mike, there is lunacy here. You know, I mean, there is megalomania going on here.
There is megalomania. People get caught up in this idea that they are making history and they're going to be famous and there'll be statues and medallions made of them and everything. And, you know, the bottom line is as soon as somebody makes a mistake, that's when people start dying. And unfortunately, we seem to, as a race, have a curse. Every 100 years or so, we get a group of people who think we can own it all, we can control it all, we can be masters of the entire world, and we'll build pyramids to our own honor, and so forth and so on, and it doesn't matter how many people have to die because there's too many people anyway. And it really is this kind of callous disregard where the people at that level of the government, I mean, we remember Henry Kissinger saying that military people are just dumb, stupid pawns to be used up in foreign policy. And the idea is you play them like chips and you calculate. So many will die and that's an acceptable loss. And if so many more die, that's unacceptable. Therefore, we're going to change our strategy and tactics to keep the deaths down to a certain number because those soldiers are the wealth. They're the chips that we play the game with. And they really do see it as a game and they are masters of the game and other people's lives are just the gambling chips.
And that's what Karl Rove said to a bunch of newspaper reporters 5 years ago. He said, look, we control reality and you don't. And you just report on the reality we make. Let's go to calls here. Helen in Florida, then Robert, Jason, Vicar, and Steve. Go ahead, Helen.
Yes, Alex. Take their money. This is the way it can do it. Write promissory notes to the clerk of courts. In 95, when our son was 21, he sent the clerk of court a promissory note, and they sent it back, which automatically discharged the debt. But they couldn't let that go. They brought it back to court 4 times. Finally, Judge Rushing, they threatened the jail and everything. Finally, Judge Rushing said, this case is discharged. You've done your research well. So people can send promissory notes, which is the same value as our paper bills. Zilch. And it works. If everybody can recognize that, they can really make changes.
Well, I know a lot of folks go to prison, too, with all this paper patriot mythology business. And I know the banking system, the stock market system is all based on kookdom and fraud as well, and chicanery and magic tricks, illusion. But a lot of people get into these UCC and promissory notes and filings and bonds, and they go to prison like the Freeman. So be very, very careful. Helen, you want to comment on that, Mike Rivera?
Yeah, you need to be aware that a lot of the stuff that gets put out there along these lines is deliberately planted in order to trick people into doing something that the government can then use to throw them in jail.
Like Nocera. I've been hearing for 10 years or 12 years that everything's fine. A secret good government took over. Just stand down, fellow patriots.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's just another placation. And, you know, I remember back in, oh, I guess it was the 70s or 80s, there was this thing that came out called the Anarchist's Cookbook. And it was full of how to make drugs and how to make bombs. And experts in explosives looked at the recipes for the bombs and said, these are designed to go off in your face. They're missing key stabilizing chemicals. There was another one that was online, I think it was called the Pirate's Cookbook or something similar. And it turns out these are more propaganda put out by the government, the same as the Black Panther coloring book, another famous one from the 1960s the FBI put out there. They're designed to trip people up to get them to do things that are illegal so the government can come in and arrest them or even more spectacularly blow themselves up in their garage and say, aha, there was a domestic terrorist and you've got to be afraid and this is the reason we got to peek in all your windows.
Exactly. And some of the first databases on citizens that were public and the tracking and control of fertilizers and tracking of chemicals and setting up anti-terror and intelligence units. And the first calls to restrict books and to track libraries was over that.
Yeah, absolutely. The Anarchist Cookbook, you know, started the hue and cry for, like, there have got to be limits on the First Amendment. And so this stuff is going back a very, very long way.
It goes back to bankers 150 years ago would fund anarchists, and the media would just call the hired banker thugs. They would just call them anarchists.
They absolutely would. And remember back during Prohibition, most people don't realize that it was the gangsters and rum runners themselves that were covertly funding the temperance movement to keep booze illegal because that's what kept it profitable.
And by the way, they had 12 deaths in Yucatan in one day last week, huge national marches that got almost no attention, millions of people calling for an end to corruption. The drug war, if it was ended tomorrow, would annihilate most crime, but it isn't going to be stopped because the drug dealers run the government. Let's take another call. Robert in Illinois. Robert, go ahead.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, very good. The connection is sound. I just want to thank you very much for everything you've done. It's unbelievable, and don't you ever give up, you bulldog. Keep being a bulldog out there for us. This Microvera guy, I don't know, unbelievable intellect. Fantastic. And just to give you a little history on myself, I'm in Chicago. I got a Latino wife, mixed marriage, live in a gay and lesbian neighborhood, and you know, we've got all kinds of crazy things going on out here. And lived in Denver for quite a while. In fact, I picked up a felony. Hearsay case, his word against mine. I've been in and out of Denver and Chicago, and I just really want to thank you. This is unprecedented, unbelievable what's going on in this country. And I'm coming from a fourth-generation family. I mean, my great-grandfather was in World War One, grandfather in World War Two.
Nope, you're a KGB agent if you say that that Russia was attacked.
Yeah, well, it's all ridiculous. I mean, anybody with half an intellect sees what's going on here. I just wanted to make the point. I mean, it's tough to be on air and talking through millions of people when you're a caller. It's nerve-wracking to wait on the phone for 40 minutes.
Well, you're doing a great job, and you're on the air right now, KGB, man.
Hey, I want to tell everybody with an iPhone, go to FlyTunes. You can pick up Alex Jones on FlyTunes.com, download it on your iPhone, and, you know, get involved. Listen, we had a Labor Day party. We had 30 people here, all different races and colors and creeds and whatnot. But we put your videos in all their handbags. We got creative.
Awesome.
You know what I'm saying? So get creative, get out there, and, you know, spread the message. That's all BS. Just do something.
I agree. God bless you. Good to hear from you. And I do apologize for keeping you on hold for 40 minutes, callers. It's just that me and Mike were covering a lot of issues, and I'm going to have nothing but open phones and news coming up in the next hour. But let's hurry to more calls. Thank you, Robert. You know, Mike, that's what's going to bring them down. People just saying, I don't care. I'm not going to save the world. I don't have all the answers. So many people, myself included, want to do something perfect, want to have the master stroke, want to just, you know, have some silver bullet. No, it's everybody getting mad, taking action, starting your own blogs, calling into talk shows, starting newsletters, making copies of films, standing up and speaking at your church against the war. It's just saying no, 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 isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it is saying, no, I will not cooperate anymore. I mean, even Gandhi said the key to wresting India away from British control was peaceful, nonviolent, non-cooperation. I'm not going to do as I'm being told by the lying government anymore, and that's all it's going to take. I don't agree. I don't go along. You know, freedom begins with the freedom to say no. And, you know, if we are a free people, we have the right to say no to the government. No, we don't believe you. No, we will not go along with you. No, we will not give you our money and children to kill people with.
Well, here's an example. No state would pass a law saying you have to have a federally registered premises and each animal ID'd. Because it came out the big poultry and beef producers and pork producers wanted it. Turned out they had a waiver for big plants over 1,000. It was, I think, 10,000 with chickens, but the numbers varied. The point was it was meant to shut down small farms and ranches. And I saw the number last year where 90-plus percent of farms and ranches had just said no, so they tried to pass a law in Texas, but the law itself was just a hoax saying it's a recommendation. So next, people show up at the FAA meetings with their prized pig or cow or, you know, goose or, you know, a whole bunch of animals, and they would have the police escort them off saying, you don't have premises ID. But then it turned out that was all color of law, and it was just meant to scare the parents through their children. And, I mean, again, this is dastardly.
It absolutely is. And, you know, you need to look at a lot of the laws that are being passed really are intended to keep small businesses from growing and becoming a threat to the established corporations. It is preservation of wealth and privilege. We are a strongly oligarchical society, and the oligarchs are this corporate CEOs. Look how much the Enron people got away with before the outrage was so great that something had to be done.
But isn't that an Achilles heel, the incredible corruption and the fact that they can run on so far because of the cronyism and protectionism of the system sometimes brings them down more often than even we do?
They can get arrogant and they can go too far, and that's the point at which enough people realize they have to be outraged. They can't pretend it's not a problem. And it really comes down to public anger. When the public gets angry enough is when the changes are going to get made.
And if the public knows who is behind the bad things that happen, the New World Order are masters at posing with the next solution to the crisis they created in the first place. Jason in the UK, then Victor and Steve. Jason, thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, I've got quite a few questions. So, Okay, first of all, have you seen that video which is circulating with Vladimir Putin shooting that tiger?
Well, I saw the hoax Sunday headline, Putin murders tiger, Putin kills tiger. Let me just finish.
No, I know.
Let me, for the listeners, finish, and then I'll hold you over if need be. You asked me a question, and then I saw it. I said, wow, Putin's out killing Bengals. I thought they were endangered. And so I went to the story, and at the bottom of the Times of London, it said he was visiting a zoological park, and they needed to put a new transmitter on it. And so, you know, he's a good shot, being former KGB, so they had him go out and do it. But, yes, everyone freaking out, saying he murdered a tiger, but then when you read deeper, it was a propaganda push, and it said, oh, no, it was a tranquilizer. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, but the point I'm trying to make is, do you think it's possible, it's probably a stretch, but do you think it could be a reference to George Bush's New World Order speech, where he talks about the law of the jungle? So could this be Putin saying, you know, law of the jungle is here to stay, you're not going to get your rule of law?
You know what? I don't know if that's the case. I know this. The media misrepresented that Putin was out shooting tigers, when that's an unpopular thing to be hunting, knowing that people would just halfway pay attention to it and think that he indeed was out shooting tigers. Mike Rivera?
Yeah, again, it's another typical distortion by the media. You know, Putin was out there, and, you know, he had a tranquilizer gun. And they take the video, and they try and totally mischaracterize it to say, ooh, Putin, bad guy for killing the tiger. And it's blatant, it's reckless, and again, it shows that the people who are designing and putting out this propaganda are still living in the past. They're living in the 1950s and 1960s, where they could put this stuff out, and there'd be nobody there to challenge it, and they, you know, they just don't see it, that this stuff doesn't have any traction any longer.
Yeah, I mean, it really is an insult to say that Russia attacked Georgia, to say that Putin really killed a tiger. They're back saying Iraq did have WMDs now. I mean, there's just no end to these people. They say they're conservatives. That's another big hoax. Any other comments there, Jason?
Yeah, I've got a few more. If you've seen NATO's response to this, it looks like NATO is really going to be the force that evolves into the world army, which has been talked about.
Yes, they've said that. I agree with you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, and one more thing. When you were at the Bohemian Grove, you say that a lot of the top up-and-coming politicians are there. Did you actually manage to identify anyone?
You know, you see a lot of people you recognize, but then you can't confirm it because you can't stick a video camera in their face. You've got a hidden camera on you. I was in there 5 hours. In 3 hours of it, I was hiding in the woods. But we get the list each year of who goes there. And it's Bill Richardson. It's all of them. It's really who's who. So I appreciate your fine comments there, Jason. Victor, Steve, Josh. But we'll hold Jason over if he's got any other comments. If not, we'll let him go. Stay with us. Mike Rivero is our guest. Infowars.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Okay, let's go to Victor in Canada. You're on the air with Mike Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com. Go ahead, Victor.
Hello. Yes, I have a question for Mike and also a comment about basically the desensitization of people to torture in the media.
All right, you're on the air with KGB sleeper agents. Welcome.
All right. The Russia thing, is it Mike, do you think that this whole South Ossetia thing might be a feint or a distraction for Russian forces in preparation for an attack on Iran?
Yes. Why did Russia brutally launch a sneak attack on South Ossetia?
Well,
I'm being sarcastic. Go ahead.
Yeah, I realize you're being sarcastic here. When this whole Georgian thing cranked up, I mean, we know that the U.S. and Israel were sending in troops, or rather, let me correct that, advisors and material support starting in November of last year. And it seemed like this might have been more of a tactical move in order to prevent Iran from, or prevent Russia from supporting Iran by ground coming along that land bridge between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea. And I think the thinking was that if they could kick up this nice little prolonged border war, that would limit Iran's ability to support Iran during an American invasion.
Instead, but they're now cementing an alliance.
Yeah, absolutely. This has backfired tremendously. Russia is now moving into the political vacuum that the U.S. has left in the region. They're creating strong ties with Iran, with Syria. They're taking advantage of this foreign policy blunder by this administration. And, you know, this is really on the strategic level. This slavery to Israel's will in the Mideast is absolutely a disaster, because we're making enemies of all the other nations in the Mideast, and Russia is very happy to move in and take advantage of that situation. So geopolitically, the United States is very much in decline, because the only nation we're allowed to be friends with anymore is Israel, and we can't be politically important in the global community if we're only friends with Israel.
But that actually plays into the larger New World Order plan, from what I've seen, to let the United States take over the countries, let run up our debt, put the New World Order on our bill, then demonize us as the unipolar world, and then have China and Russia and the EU rise as the new World Order system. I mean, I've been saying that for 10 years, and it looks like every step our government takes is to discredit us, is to destroy us, but regardless of which it is, the end result is the same.
Yeah, it is. It almost doesn't matter whether it's a deliberate plot or just accident and stupidity. The end result is the United States is definitely, definitely in decline. And, you know, it's just a question of how low will the American people ride with it until they decide it's time to just let it go.
I think it's almost unlimited what the majority will put up with. The question is, what will that active minority that's always changed and made history, what will they do? Anything else, Victor?
I've encountered some videos online that are being passed off as art pieces, but which depict two young boys getting into what appears to be a homosexual relationship, and also another video by the same filmmaker depicting a five-year-old boy who basically tortures his one-year-old sister. I contacted our federal police, the RCMP, about it, and they said that since you don't actually see the torture or say kissing and stuff like that taking place, they cut away from it, that they can't do anything, but it's still awfully disturbing, and it's on a
public site. Yeah, well, you've got NAMBLA and all these groups being protected only so they can point at those groups and then take our true legitimate free speech away. Mike Rivera?
Yeah, absolutely agree. The presence of these kind of shocking videos on the internet is basically preparation to try and put the internet under more government control. We saw this way back with the Exxon Amendment, where they were trying to put control on the internet, and it was almost a joke, because a month before the Exxon Amendment was proposed in Congress, all of a sudden all this hardcore porn was being flooded onto the internet. It was going through the Usenet groups, which was sort of a pre-web browser situation. It was being poured into places like cooking groups and model airplane groups.
Tell you what, Mike, I'm going to let you go in five, but I'm going to come back and finish.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.